What grade would you give Governor John Carney? Cato Institute says D, but I want to hear it from you, Rob Sussman, 3-6 on Delaware 105.9.
Man, would I give anything for the audio that is on some of the cable stations right now. Kanye West is in the Oval Office, sitting with Donald Trump face to face, pounding on the desk a couple of minutes ago, and talking about everything from the 13th Amendment to all kinds of world politics. Then he was talking about his brain, how small. Oh, where do we get that audio? Kanye West blowing up in the Oval. He's still going, man. Slapping the desk. Trump is smiling like crazy. It is the Ed Till Show, 302-839-1059. All right, a little closer to home and the news earlier today. Let's see, where is it now? Right. We were gonna talk about the other day, right? Governor gets a D. I think topic is still floating around. I heard this morning, right? They're a lot closer to Dan had a great debate this morning. Sussex County Council District 4 candidates Doug Hudson and Paulette Rappa were in the studio this morning, and I have to tell you, I'm a huge Dan Gaffney fan. Right, I love the show. But he is so good. Like, you know, Dan's got, I don't know what that is. It might just be he's a great morning man. But there's a comforting side of when Dan is conducting something. When I'm sitting at home, I got my feet up and I'm listening, or I'm in the car. Susan's the same way. They have a just an air of stability and control, and you're feeling, all right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. And it was a very, you know, when I first started out, I go, oh boy, this is maybe not going to be the most exciting. Oh, it got exciting. While the two were in agreement on an array of issues for much of the debate, the beginning, you're like, oh, look at these guys. They're really not that in opposition very much. But Hudson did not agree with Rappa's position that her skill sets as a woman would make more of a difference than his because he's male. And I went, oh, whoa. And Dan, of course, did a great job with this. We do have a clip. Let me see how the audio works for this. The two were in agreement on an array of issues. Did you catch this morning? It was the 8 o'clock hour. You had Sussex County Council District 4, Doug Hudson candidate, and Paulette Rappa as candidate in the studio at the same time. Here's an audio clip. Great job, though, this morning. This is not to keep going on and on, but it's true. Where are you going to find radio stations today that are going to spend this much time on the community? That's what Delaware 105.9 is all about. All right, Doug Hudson and Paulette Rappa earlier today on the Dan Gaffney Show.
Now, I'm not saying you vote for a woman because and exclusively because of her gender. I am highly skilled. I am highly qualified. I am entrenched in the community. But we should also keep in the perspective that we need that balanced point of view, and that women bring to the table other skill sets that are different than men's skill sets. I mean, research shows that we coordinate and collaborate better, and that's a highly desired skill.
Oh my God. This is really like some kind of eugenics research here. I'm trying to hold back here. What is she saying? She said two times this is not what it. Let me clarify. Because it sounds like, right? Did you get this impression earlier? It sounds like she's alleging that being a woman is a skill set. That's one of the skills that she brings, my womanness. But let's try and sort this out, because she says what she's not saying.
Exclusively because of her gender. I am highly skilled. I am highly qualified. I am entrenched in the community. But we
Why the but? See, why that but? Let's go to the beginning of the biting. It's only 12 seconds so far. What's with this but? So far, qualified, experienced, all good. Then what is the chromosomal reference necessary for?
Now, I'm not saying you vote for a woman because and exclusively because of her gender.
Now,
I am highly skilled. I am highly
qualified. Hold on, but let's check her. Isn't that what she's really trying to sneak in? All right. Do your kids do this? No, I have nephews. The first thing a kid tells you is that, I don't mean this. And you go, that's what they mean. They know that they shouldn't be alleging this. They try to inoculate themselves by saying, that's not really where I'm going, but it does sound like where you're going, maybe. Hold on.
Now, I'm not saying you vote for a woman because and exclusively because of her gender. I am highly skilled. I am highly qualified.
Well, she's in trouble right there. What do you mean? You don't vote for a woman exclusively. What part of your vote should be for her biology? Oh, my. So she is saying it. You got to watch him. You know, this is even a new politician, right? Even the new politicians. This is so slipperily worded.
Now, I'm not saying you vote for a woman because and exclusively because of her gender.
Well, how much of the vote should be for the uterus? How much of the vote should be for the resume? 302-839-1059. Does this sound right to you?
Now, I'm not saying you vote for a woman because and exclusively because of her gender. I am highly skilled. I am highly qualified.
Shouldn't that be the end of the statement? I'm highly skilled. I'm highly qualified. Did I mention I have a uterus? Wow. How much of her gender should be in the vote?
I am entrenched in the community. But we should also keep in the perspective that we need that balanced point of view and that women bring to the table other skill sets that are different than men's skill sets. I mean, research shows that we coordinate and collaborate better.
Where shouldn't she cite the eugenic... What is that all about? So are you and I incapable of some organizational skill according to this analysis?
That's a highly desired skill. There's skill sets that are different than men's skill sets. I mean, research shows that
what skill sets of women would be different than the skill sets of men?
Coordinate and collaborate better. And that's a highly desired.
Coordinate and collaborate. You coordinate and collaborate better than the New England Patriots making a comeback in the Super Bowl? Wow. I hope there was all women on that team to back up your research.
Skill that we need for county council. And you have to question. In 300 years, there weren't women that had this.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. And how long did it take? We had 300 years. Oh, for 300 years. Oh, hundreds of years of torture and suffering. Oh, we were all massacred for 300 years. All you had to do was show up with two large breasts and a uterus, and they mowed you down with a machine gun. 300 years. How does that affect your ability on the Sussex County Council for District 4? Are you going to bring all 300 years with you? And boy, Doug has got to be saying, I think he did make a joke, didn't he? I think he made some joke about this. I've only been on planet Earth for 50 some odd years. Can't blame me for the whole 300.
Same merits, the same skills? Or is there another factor at play? Come on.
What do you mean by another factor at play?
That there was, at this point in time, the understanding that that only Sussex County males were qualified to sit on county council. That's not true. Couldn't possibly be true. But if you look at the statistics, that's what it appears to be true.
Wow. All right, we got to get into this. 302-839-1059. It's Mike in Dover. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. Listen, I listened to that debate this morning.
Yes,
sir. And when she pulled out the woman card, I'd automatically vote for the other guy.
Right.
I have an open mind until that happens and it closes it.
Is there a woman card to be played? What is the benefit of a female decision maker over a male decision maker?
It all depends on what the decision is, I would suspect, but I just don't like that. You know, most of us today have open minds, and the people that talk like she did, she does not.
Doesn't sound open at all. I mean, 300 years. Wow. Swing low, sweet chariot.
Right. And you know what? When anybody starts talking 300 years ago, I don't really hear it.
That's it. I'm with you. I'm like, wow, you just broke my computer, man. I cannot line up 300 years for you right now. I don't even feel like doing it, honest to God. Why would I do it? What are we doing? Right. We're trying to get a counsel, yeah.
And her comment about, you know, the council's always been white men and this and that. And women could run for that position as much as they want. So I don't know where the discrimination that she was inferring was really coming from. You know what I mean?
I'm with you all the way. When they say 300 years, I'm going out for a smoke. I'm going out for a drink, yeah. Man. I'll be back in 20 minutes if we're going to do 300 years. All right. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I didn't cut you short, did I? Was there anything else you wanted to say?
No, that's fine. I appreciate your time.
You got it. Same here, man. I appreciate your call. 302-839-1059. Listen to this.
Exclusively because of her gender. I am highly skilled. I am highly qualified. I am entrenched in the community. But we should also keep in the perspective that we need that balanced point of view, and that women bring to the table other skill sets that are different than men's skill sets. I mean, research shows that we coordinate and collaborate better, and that's a highly desired skill that we need for county council. And you have to question, in 300 years, there weren't women that had the same merits, the same skills, or is there another factor at play? Come on.
What do you mean by another factor at play?
That there was, at this point in time, the understanding that that only Sussex County males were qualified to sit on county council. That's not true. Couldn't possibly be true. But if you look at the statistics, that's what it appears to be true. That appears to be the confidence of the voters.
Well, I've only been around this world 58 years, so I can't go back 300 years.
You can't change history.
I know you
can. I mean, that's a real statistic.
We can't change history, but I just totally disagree with you that it should be a female or a male. I think it's the best qualified candidate.
There you go, right? I mean, how hard is that argument today? But you just heard it. 300 years we got to make up for. So is the idea of the gender of the person elected, does it do anything for the kid? Being the gender, does that do anything? Is that a skill set? Is that a valuable experience? Is that something that the people need? Or could a man or a woman do the job 100% equally, and being a woman means nothing to the job? Being a man means nothing to the job. You're supposed to be, for the people in that district, what is best for them. Quality of life for them. Burden on them. What does your personal gender have to do with making a decision in local government? All right, 302-839-1059. It is the Ed Till Show, and we'll continue with more.
Agree or disagree? Call Ed Till now, 302-839-1059. Ed Till, a powerful stimulant for your point of view. Delaware 1059.
Great debate heard on Delaware 105.9 earlier today. The issue of whether a woman is special, just because she's a woman, she should be on the Sussex County Council. Disgusting. So sick of these people.
County males were qualified to sit on county council. That's not true. Couldn't possibly be true. But if you look at the statistics, that's what it appears to be true. That appears to be the confidence of the voters.
Well, I've only been around this world 58 years, so I can't go back 300 years.
You can't change history.
I know.
I mean, that's a real statistic.
We can't change history, but I just totally disagree with you that it should be a female or a male. I think it's the best qualified candidate.
Amen, right? 302-839-1059. It's going to be a lot of this, man. The uterus now is a job skill. Did you know that? You got a skill set is the uterus. Come on. You know, it's insulting to people to listen to this, right? You mean your show? No.
Yeah. In 300 years, there weren't women that had the
same... sickening. Isn't that sickening? 300 years. Like, she's been suffering for 300 years. It is the season of the victim. Once again, you didn't realize that Paulette was a big victim, did you? She's very victimized here. You can hear the research that went into her victimhood.
That we need for county council. And you have to question, in 300 years, there weren't women that had the same merits, the same skills? Or is there another...
What are you hearing here? You got to tell me what you're hearing. I'm hearing, this is a very, very bad woman. I think, isn't that how Trump... But this is a bad... This is not good. What could be good for the people of Sussex County about anything that she is saying here? This is not good. We don't want to reinforce the sexism. We don't want to tell people, you know, you're much smarter. You have better judgment because you have a uterus. You're less valuable to us. You have a different set of equipment. Yeah, white men, they don't have anything for us. It's the female. This is all, first of all, it's anti-American. Second of all, it's immoral. So I don't know what you're going to say on Sunday when the lightning bolts come down. You're not going to get communion. They're going to turn you away from communion. That's what I would do. Rick is in Lewis on the Ed Till Show. Rick, that's a crazy analysis. Maybe you can hear how to understand it better than me.
No, the reason why I'm calling up is if I'm mistaken, I believe she's a Democrat. Now, if that other guy, being a Republican, said, yep.
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, and he said it. All of a sudden, everybody would be saying that he was a sexist. He's sexist. How could he say, you know, a male's better than a woman? But I don't hear nobody saying that when a Democrat says it on the Democrat side. And I would almost feel like the transgenders would be upset right now.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Excellent analysis. Anything else? I was going to go to the next caller, but I don't want to cut you short.
No, that's it, buddy.
Beautiful. No. Well done. Kevin is up next. Kevin in Lewis, do you understand her analysis?
I totally understand her analysis, and I find it completely a complete turnoff. Here's what I want to say. I fully am hopeful that women become in Sussex County politics. I think it's terrific. But don't for any reason say that I should vote for you because you're a woman. That's a complete turnoff. That's almost to the point where I don't even really want to hear what your positions are on certain county issues. It's a complete turnoff that you are trying to get me to vote for you solely for the reason that you're a female. I at that point, I'm almost in shutdown mode, and I'm voting for the other guy.
I hear you. You know, when I listened to the way you described it just there, I'm like, you know why this is offensive? Because it's the true literal definition of prejudice. This is prejudice and bigotry out loud. She doesn't even know it. She's not even realizing she's a bigot. And what she's doing is not helping women. This is victimizing to get in. You got to let me in because I've never been in there before. No, we don't. You got to be good enough to get in there. That's it. We can't answer. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The unfortunate part for her, she may. I mean, I haven't dissected everything that she said other than this, but she may be the better candidate. But I think she shot herself in the foot. Poor politics, political suicide, whatever word you want to use, by playing that card. That, listen, it may work for some voters. I don't think I know it's not going to work for me. And from listening to your show, I don't think it's going to work for virtually all of your listeners.
Exactly. Right.
Or a large part.
That's what I'm thinking. She really had some blinders or earplugs, or she wasn't thinking when she didn't imagine the people of Sussex County. Will they value this sexism, or will they value what you have to bring to the table. You know, she tries in the beginning to say both. In the beginning, like she's playing footsie with me. But when she comes down right. and says, my uterus here, you know, my womanhood, I'm with you, man. I just tuned out. Yeah. You know, you might have had a couple of good ideas, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, and maybe, you know, I don't know what her background is, but maybe if she regroups and comes back with a different strategy, I mean, maybe she'll be good. I don't know her personally,
right,
but
right.
her tactic is flawed in a large way.
All together in agreement. And how about this? If tomorrow she goes home, she sleeps on this tonight. If she woke up tomorrow, got in front of a microphone and said, that was the dumbest thing I've ever said as an adult. I don't know what was in my coffee, but I disown the remark. Then I would respect her. But if you're going
to,
you know what I mean? Like if she went, oh my God, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? Yeah. I'm okay with that. We all make mistakes. But if that's her real position, I'm with you. All right, Kevin, great call. Thank you. 302-839-1059. What is this analysis saying to you? Earlier today, Dan Gaffney, just one of the best at this specific job, having candidates, giving, you know, it's so interesting. He actually said this, I think, on the air, like incidentally. But his style this morning was exactly what people want. You don't want this presidential debate style. You get 2 minutes, 1 minute, forget all that. This morning was honest communication, Dan bringing the candidates forward and then giving them the room to be who they are. Delaware 105.9. This is the coverage that really benefits people. But man, she dropped a bomb. This is a bomb when I heard it. Whoa, the girl card. Pulling the woman card in Sussex County. I'm a woman, you know. That should count. And I loved Doug, is it? Doug Hudson? I love Doug's answer. Because you could, I'm sure he was just as floored. You know, you're a modern a politician, candidate in modern American politics. And you try to claim your biology as an advantage. You know, Kanye West would have jumped right out of the Oval Office. He would have jumped in the middle of that and called you know what.
Saying you vote for a woman because and exclusively because.
See how she knows? You see how she knows what she's doing? Do you get it? See, this is not, I accidentally put that in my pocket. I didn't mean to shoplift. Oh, she's stealing right here. She's stealing right here. This is the clue. Listen carefully to the what I'm not saying. I don't mean to say, I don't want to say, but let me just try saying it another way.
Now, I'm not saying you vote for a woman because. And exclusively because of her gender.
See, right there, exclusively. So she is saying, well, you know, some of the vote shouldn't be the only reason you vote for me. Some of the vote should be about me being a woman.
I am highly skilled. I am highly qualified.
Why isn't that the end of the story? Like, that's a perfect position. That's how you run for office. But she couldn't leave it alone, right? She had to make sure that she gets her bonus female votes. I'd like some extra votes. I'd like some extra consideration. I think I'm a little bit better for the job.
I am entrenched in the community. But we should also keep in the perspective that we need that balanced point of view and that women bring to the table.
Is that what you're saying? That balanced point of view?
Keep in the perspective that we need that balanced point of view and that women bring to the table.
Okay, so you and I need to be balanced off by her. It's too much of us, not enough of her.
Other skill sets that are different than men's skill sets. I mean, research shows that we coordinate and collaborate better, and that's a highly desired skill that we need for county council.
Now, that wasn't technically correct, right? She said, let's just be fair and listen to the actual words, but they're very inflammatory.
To the table, other skill sets that are different than men's skill
sets. Okay, that's the one I wanted to hear. What skill set would a woman have on a county council? What skill set? Now, she says, research shows that we're better at... but I want to know what you said about skill set. What skill set are you bringing? What skill set? Does anybody recognize what she's referring to? What does she mean when she says another skill set.
That we need that balanced point of view and that women bring to the table other skill sets.
What is she talking about? What is a skill set that a woman has a man does not have? 302-839-1059. Where's she coming from
here? Are different than men's skill sets. I mean, research shows that we coordinate and collaborate better.
Now, see, even that, right? I don't know what research she's talking about. The New England Patriots, that's all guys, right? The Red Sox beating the hell out of the Yankees in Yankee Stadium, all men collaborating together for a huge victory. I don't get what she's saying. I'm not following her alleged research or claim, but the most suspicious part of the whole thing is the beginning, right? Doesn't this get your ear? If you're a parent, if you're a teacher, if you're a boss, if you're a supervisor of anybody, doesn't this hurt your ears if you have to know what's going on?
Now, I'm not saying you vote for a woman because and exclusively because of her gender.
See, I think that's the Freudian slip. I think that's the whole key. She's telling you exactly that, but to cover herself politically correct-wise, she tries to word it in a different way, but it's the thought is the thought, right?
Now, I'm not saying you vote for a woman because and exclusively because of her gender.
All right, ladies, you go first. 302-839-1059. Have you ever voted for a woman because she's a woman, because you're a woman? Has this ever worked out for you? Did you ever support a candidate based on their new entry? We've never had a woman in this category before. I want to give her a chance. You know, this was the Obama pitch. We've never had a black president before. Here's our chance. That was Hillary's pitch. We never had a woman. And it always sounds wrong. It always sounds wrong. It sounds like it's the opposite of the original violation. The original sexism, the original racism is that we think incorrectly that they're different. So now we're all the way down the line and the aggrieved category is saying, in effect, we are different. You should have us around just because of the way we're built. Don't you want our ovaries? Don't you want our uterus? Don't you want our milking breasts? Don't you want our femininity? You say, well, of what use will that be on the county council? It's very important. As she said, I think she's about to use the word again, of the value of this would be.
I am highly skilled. I am highly qualified. I am entrenched in the community. But we should also keep in the perspective that we need that balanced point of view and that women bring.
All right, so I'm trying to get to the root of what she's saying here. So do you agree that if there's three men and three women, that's a better decision-making council? That's her theory. If women and men were both on the council would be better. Or is that the stupidest thing you ever heard? Because you could have three axe-murdering women would still qualify as women. And you say, well, will the axe murderers make things better? Well, it's silly, isn't it? But it's also a very sinister way, which I guess this is the only card certain politicians have left to play. They really don't have anything they bring to the table. They really don't have a great offer for everybody. But look at my gender. Look at my color. Look at 300 years and then give me what I want. Give me the power that I want because you owe it to me. You've kept these women out for 300 years. You owe me this job is the way I hear it. 302-839-1059. What are you hearing here? What is this crazy cockamamie theory about the value of womanhood as a candidate's assets? By the way, did I tell you about my biology?
The table, other skill sets that are different than men's skill sets. I mean, research shows that we coordinate and collaborate better, and that's a highly desired skill that we need for county council. And you have to question, in 300 years, there weren't women that had the same merits, the same skills? Or is there another factor at play?
Oh my God! I don't. You know what? Honestly, it's terrible, isn't it? I'm getting sick of hearing her voice with it, because now I'm a little upset. I am a little bit upset because this is exactly what has ruined our look. The family structure, the way women and men are going at one another, the war on white men, whichever way you want to see it. This is where it comes from. This is the thinking that gives you the war. This is the thinking. Gave you divorce. This is the thinking that brought you abortion. This is what liberals are always going to be about. Now women are special because of their womanness. You got to elect me. Elect me to this. It's sad.
Vote for a woman because, and exclusively because of her gender. I am highly skilled. I am highly qualified. I am.
So why do you need the woman part? Why do you need the woman part? Why keep going? Why wasn't it enough to say you're talented, you're qualified, you're experienced enough?
Because of her gender. I am highly skilled. I am highly qualified. I am entrenched in the community.
This is why you hate politicians, right? It's okay to hate this. If you're saying to yourself, they're so disgusting. They're so full of double talk crap. This has nothing to do with the people of Sussex County. She didn't mention them once in this diatribe. Yeah. This is how they get you to back away from politics. This is the kind of stench, you know, the whole I'm special. Did you know how special I am?
At this point in time, the understanding that that only Sussex County males were qualified to sit on county council. That's not true. Couldn't possibly be true. But if you look at the statistics.
Well, wait a second. Whoever said that? That's the straw man argument, right? That's her crybaby point of view. There's no truth to that. And if there is, she didn't produce it, but I'll say right now, there's no truth to that. There's nothing written down in law that it has to be a man. How can you be so sure? Because we banned that kind of discrimination years ago. What's wrong with this woman? Well, you know, that'll be decided on election day.
The males were qualified to sit on county council. Wow. That's not true. Couldn't possibly be true. But if you look at the statistics, that's what it appears to be true.
Wow.
That appears to be the confidence of the voters.
Well, I've only been around this world 58 years, so I can't go back 300 years.
Tell them, baby.
You can't change history.
I know you
what history? What are you talking about? What does the history have to do with this council? It's a council seat. Shut up with history. Take the history and put it in your history book. Leave it home. This is about now. This is about serving people. Sussex County does not have to repent for the last. They owe you nothing. The last 300 years owe you nothing. Oh, my God. Could you pay me off for the last 300 years by voting for
different
me?
Different than men's skill sets. I mean, research shows that we coordinate and collaborate better.
Oh, my. What skills is she talking about? All right, 302-839. Well, the same old dredged up scum running for political office. Wow. God, the worst. Least you could do is talk truth, lady.
From the first town in the first state, this is WXDE Lewis. It's 2 o'clock. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by CBS's Murphy Brown.
I'm Jim Shanaby. What's left of Hurricane